There's much debate as to whether drug use by young people is an issue of law enforcement or of public health. The stiffer drug laws of the past decade are controversial in part for crowding prisons. Critics say prosecuting drug offenses doesn't address the disease of addiction suffered by the defendant. Some communities have responded by creating new kinds of courts for drug offenders. Commentator David Feige, a public defender, visited an experimental drug court in New York City.
Downstairs, in what's quaintly known as the lower mezzanine of the Bronx Criminal Courthouse, is a small windowless room. It's called BXTC, Bronx Treatment Court. The court allows people charged with their first drug felony the chance to take part in treatment programs. If they do well, they get a misdemeanor or have their cases dismissed. But if they fail, they go to prison. Now, I don't go down to treatment court much. It's only available to first-time felony offenders, and I don't represent that many first-time felons. But not long ago, I descended the escalator with a 50-year-old client charged with selling his methadone to an undercover officer. As I walked in and took a seat in the first row of the courtroom to wait, another case was being called in, and from the audience, a young Hispanic kid approached the rail. "People of the state of New York versus someone or another. The name escaped me. I wasn't really paying attention." "So, how are you doing in the program?" said Judge Laura Safer Espinoza. "Okay, I guess," said the kid, his voice trailing off. "That's not what I hear," said the judge. My head snapped up, sensing impending doom. A court officer, hands sliding toward the cuffs at his waist, took a half a step to the right, just behind the kid, effectively blocking the exit. "That's not what I hear at all. I hear you're doing excellent. I hear that every one of your drug tests was negative. I hear that the program was worried about taking 19-year-olds because they wouldn't take the program seriously, but that you have proven them wrong. That's what I hear." The kid looked sheepish, nervous. "Take a step forward," said the judge. The kid did. "Congratulations," she said with a warm smile. And she clapped. And the court officers clapped. And the district attorneys clapped. And the whole courtroom stopped and clapped for a 19-year-old defendant. And I clapped too. And as I did, I felt tears welling up in my eyes. I've been doing this work for closing on a decade. In my years, I had never seen a courtroom united in support of a defendant. I had never seen the pride created in the shared endeavor of beating an addiction. And for that moment, in that tawdry little courtroom in the basement of the criminal court, there was more support, more unity, and more optimism than in the rest of the building combined.
The comments of David Feige, a public defender in New York City.